Todd. Hey.
Hey. Hey, it's Daniel.
Hey, it's Blake.
Who does it better, me? Let's see if they can tell. Hey, it's Daniel.
Hey, it's Todd.
Hey, it's Blake.
Hey, it's Blake.
Oh, my God, that's so mean. I got you good, Blake. All right, so here's what's going on. I always act like something bad's happening. So we did the show last week live from Bloomington, Indiana, at the Comedy Attic, and had a really good time. But I didn't know because we had a little... and by the way, thank you, thank you, thank you for Aaron. I wish I knew his last name, but he recorded the whole show. Last minute, there was a glitch that had nothing to do with him, with the music, but we fixed it. So we were just listening to the show and trying to make sure it was okay to air. There was no doubt we had a lot of fun, me and Jeff Tate, but it was our first one live. You're like, last week, hold on, first one out of a hotel, now the first one live. There's a lot of firsts, people. We're breaking ground. But here's the thing. The quality of the sound, you know, I think it's worth mentioning. When you go into it, you'll know. But I think you can tell we were having fun. I think you'll be able to... you know,
the quality of the comedy didn't suffer.
There you go. Look at you. God damn it. Daniel Kino, even though he slept through the whole show while me and Blake were listening. Blake, are there anything you need to plug while we're here?
I'm not on the live show, by the way.
Yeah, Daniel was not there. No. Blake was not there.
Mistakes were made, but...
Oh, my God. Booking. He's so bitter. I think that's it. You know, I know here's the thing. You don't want to say, oh, just because you say the quality of the sound is good, that you might go, well, then don't air it. But I think the comedy, like, hey, Daniel said it. Mm-hmm. Why do I got to repeat it?
Plus,
worse?
It was a fun experience.
It was a fun experience, and it makes me want to do live shows so bad. That crowd was, you know, you hear me saying it in the show over and over again, but the crowd was just great, and it was a lot of fun. Chris Burden even called me the next day, and he's like, God, that was fun. Hung out with
Did
a lot of...
Did Chris Burden your number?
Yep. Tom Brady doing that cat and Sandra Van Garden. It was great. And so anyway...
Great name.
Sandra Van Garden?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's...
There's a Twitter account that a fan made for her, and she tweets it. I know she tweets at you, and I think she tweets at
me
too.
Oh, you serious?
And she writes hello over and over again. That's the whole Twitter account is her writing hello to us. It's fantastic.
That is so... Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, no matter what you tweet to her. Hello?
No matter what.
Oh, guys, you got to tweet at Sandra Van Garden. And by the way, you know, Preston, Chris, the sound guy's friend, was and our friend now, too, but he's the one who started that whole thing. So there you go. We'll be back next week with the regular old show right here in the studio with, who's our guest next week?
It's Kulop.
Kulop. Yes, Kulop's going to be here from Who Charted.
Yes.
And then later we'll get Howard. Do them individually. Give them their own quality time.
Sure, thank you. Let them chart one at a time.
Yeah. And then we had to rebook. We had to rebook Greg Proops. So next week it's Kulop. Then it's Greg Proops. Then it's Steve Agee. That's pretty close, okay? And, all right, this was probably way too long of an opening, but I wanted to just tell those Bloomingtonians, Bloomingtonanians,
sure,
how much fun we had there. And there we go. Enjoy the show, everybody. Blake, anything else you want to say?
No.
I'll let you have the final words.
Enjoy the episode.
Now, something better.
Love the episode.
Daniel?
That wasn't that good, Blake.
I know. Really, how about if we leave the room and we let you have 10 minutes all by yourself?
Kenya?
I'm sure you...
Is the country in Africa? But could you leave the room?
I like that. Oh, Jesus. All right, everybody, enjoy the show. Bye. Blake, anything else?
No.
No, seriously.
Yes.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
5 minutes to showtime, folks. Don't get nervous. Everyone got nervous. Oh, my God, what's going on? Sorry, some nice music, two guys with instruments, and we're about 5 minutes away. Relax. You can enjoy the music and still chit-chat a little. I love the violin. Crank it up.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Oh, yeah. Hello?
You fucking call me back this drink, then don't call me ever again, because we're done.
Hello, Todd. Hello?
Watches August 12th. Todd.
Hello?
Hey, it's Zach.
Hello, it's Todd. Hello?
Listen, man, I'm just looking for the podcast.
Oh, Zach Galifianakis wants to do the podcast? Oh, my God, is Zach Galifianakis in Bloomington? Did Zach go to Bloomington? So no, you're fucking ruining my show.
Again.
Is Zach here? Brian Regan. Oh my God, Brian Regan's in Bloomington. I fucking knew it. Oh my God, he brought Brian Regan.
Do you want me to beg?
Oh my God, Todd Glass, where Brian? Hey, I'm on my cell phone. They're still being in the show. Get the fuck over here. Brian Regan and Zach Galifianakis are here. Oh my God, Jimmy Kimmel's here. Oh fuck, Jimmy Kimmel's in. Ooh.
High atop Blackboard Motors.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
All right, I'm going to walk to the stage right now.
Oh, what a night, huh? Oh, yeah. Wow. Live. Try to make it like... What a night here. Can we get some backlighting over here? I love to backlight the audience. Chris, how you doing? Oh, shit, I left all my notes in the green room. Can somebody get those? Somebody, I don't know. Look at Jared running around. Well, we're here at the Bloomington Comedy Attic. There's only one Comedy Attic, folks, and you're here. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Just kidding. We didn't even get any break music today. You know my deal. Always be where you're at. Jared, thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. Get a hair trim. Jimmy Pardo wrote that for me. Seems like something he would say, doesn't it? This is just weird. I feel like Jeff Tate will introduce in a second. I feel like I'm on an indictment or something. For years, I used to turn the television on. I'd see people like here, Shannon Air. I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? It would always bore me because I didn't know what they were doing. I didn't know, trying to get more money for the school council or something. All right, so we got that. All right, let me get comfortable here. It's going to be fun tonight. I'm going to be honest with you. What's going on there in the back? Let's shut the green room door. Let's shh. You know the way I am. And by the way, this is Katie. I like to laugh at my own jokes. Anyway, now this is Katie and Chris. Halfway through the show, he'll turn into, I don't know, what do you like to be called? No, it's Chris. Chris Burton, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Burton. Jesus, I fucked up his name. He said, why not? So Chris, thank God Chris' dad's a pilot because he got to fly in for free because his dad's a pilot, which I think is always nice, you know. All these other people are waiting in line, been there for 4 days, missing their flights. Chris goes, my dad's a pilot, I'm going ahead of you. Fuck you. So anyway, there we go. There's that. All right. This is the show. I got to remember that we're taping it for this Friday's podcast, so I don't want to do too many visual things, but why not? It's fun. Okay. Everything all right? Trent, you're here. It's good. You're with your mom. Trent was at the show on Saturday night, and you were here. That's right. And I just like to give a little shout out. You know, right, Trent. What if Trent didn't remember who I was? That's what I said. Oh, you were the guy? Yeah, sure. All right, so let me rip through a few things. That's so sad. And then we'll kick the show off, and then we'll introduce our first guest also. I don't know about that opening, though. I think maybe we could do better. Maybe I will do something a little different. What is this, Brian? Like when I say, I swear to God, I'm not lying. Have an audience. You know the problem with not writing. I always think because I can't spell very well, so I always think, well, it doesn't matter. I'm only reading it, and then I can't read it either. Maybe I should. Okay. Oh yeah. So maybe we should do another intro, like, you know, something a little more dramatic, like from the back of the room. I'll give you maybe someone on the back mic. Hold on, let's take a quick caller, real quick, before we print. Jeff, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Oh, are you fucking shitting me?
Hello. Hello.
I don't even think this is funny. I'm here in Bloomington. I cannot fucking believe this broad. Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you fucking hear me, you half-baked whore.
Hello? Is that Chris? Hello, Chris? Chris, I have a question.
Wait.
Hello?
By the way, I could do this the whole show. That's why I told him don't start, but I started it. You're right. I'm sorry. By the way, last night, I'm not even joking around, me and like Josh Cox, who is a local comic, and the other Josh, that's his nickname, and Tom Brady, we started to analyze that girl. We're like, what's the deal with her? Like, I go, do you think she likes me? And Tom goes, yeah, I think she likes you. She just gets nervous around you. But she won't even let me give, like, all right, we'll do it later. All right, so I feel good. You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I swear to George Carlin, I don't usually do this, but you could remember you saw people running around up here redoing chords? And then there were those moments where there was no music as you were coming in. Did anyone feel that? Like when there was no music? You're like, that's when I'm in the back going, get the music going. All right. So there's that. You got those. There you go. That was nice. Little trip to Target. Never hurt anybody. So can I get a shot of two shots of Jack, two double? Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you can tell his dad's a pilot. For the people at home, I made a fake swooshy drink thing with my fingers. I did the old thing like Don Rickles. He goes, his dad's a pilot. Whoosh, you know. You're going, all right. So we'll get two double shots. To George Carlin, I'm not a big guy bringing, but I'm a little stressed out. But you couldn't. I'm gonna say this. You couldn't be a nicer audience. You relaxed me already. You know, you're nice. You're very, very nice. And by the way, how about a hand for Susan and Jonas over here opening the show? You know, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a little bit of violin background noise. Watch this. Watch how professional. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you. Wouldn't that be funny if, you know, you the fake violin thing you do when people are complaining? What if you had a real violin and you heard someone... You just carried around in your duffel bag and you heard, like, you were out eating and you went over to two people that are eating dinner, but you heard them both complaining. You're like, hey, by the way, and you start playing this. They're like, are you hired from the restaurant? No, you shut the fuck up. I'm two tables over trying to enjoy my dinner. Thank God I have my violin in my duffel bag. It's my only way I can comedically and warmly tell you. All you do is fucking complain. That bit peaked in the middle. And so maybe we should do another intro since we're live. Something we made special for the show. So I'll start from the... I'll go from the back of the room. Maybe somebody can... Tom, can you go, ladies and gentlemen, talk glass?
Yeah.
And then maybe this will be... this. By the way, this could be the intro to the show. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Glass.
Yeah. need a better opener than that. I want to bring Jeff out here, but I'm not going to. Hey. I'm not going to bring Jeff out here until I feel I've done the proper opening. Maybe this is. I don't have to get up again and do it. By the way, I got to tell you this. Did we talk about this? About Tom Brady when the girl calls in? You know, she goes, hello, hello. Did I talk about this already on the other podcast? No? Great. No, he always goes, how does she know if somebody sneezes who it is? Like, he's listening to it here in Indiana. And then he caught himself. He goes, what the fuck am I talking about? They're all in the same room. But I've had those moments, too. I've had those moments, too. To George Carlin, there's been times when we're doing something with Rory and I shut my eyes. And I go, okay, I'm going to see if I can tell who it is. He goes, Todd, really? I don't know. Maybe we could... maybe we should do another opener. Maybe maybe this would be a better opener. Hold on. Here we go. Hi, how's everyone doing? Oh, you know what? Yeah, play Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana.
I dreamed of having a podcast. Every dream I've ever known.
True.
So I ever wanted, I wanted a podcast. Now I've got my own show. And it gets better every day.
Oh, feel the love.
And it gets funnier.
Thank you, Jared.
In every way. And it gets deeper than I can say. Do I love it? My oh my. My podcast show is mine.
It runs out of line.
Yes, I love it.
All right, fade it out. Fade it out, Chris. All right, good job, Chris. Good job, Susan, on the violin. All right. So, Jeff Tate's coming up. To be honest, I'm going to be honest with you. Jeff Tate isn't here. He got lost in traffic, so I'm stalling until he gets here, and I think I'm doing a good job so far. There's some people, as I fix my crotch, you like that? Can we turn the air down a little bit? I start sweating. It's fun, right? It's fun to watch me sweat. But there's some people that came here last night to see the show, and they were camping out last night. Where are you guys?
Here.
We're right over there. What's your name?
Joel.
Joel, come on over here. Come on over here, and then we'll do this, and we'll talk to these nice people, and then we'll get Jeff Tate out here. But Joel, you want to come up here? Is that all right? You with some friends?
Yeah, just me and Joe.
You don't have to be a dick about it. No, you weren't a dick about it, I swear. Okay, come on over here. There you go. Sit. Joel, go back to your seat. No, I'm kidding. Joel. It's only funny if you don't go back to your seat, okay? So here you go. otherwise, okay, so there you go. So we'll now, you guys, where do you live?
Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio. And your name is?
Joe.
You don't have to be a dick about it. I reuse material. When I get nervous, I hit Chris. He likes it. His dad's a pilot. So it makes no sense at all. Are you doing all right, Trent?
Yeah.
That's right. Everybody, you know, Trent, last night was at the show. And it's always funny. Like, I think it's exciting if you hear people mump. Like, if you walked into a room and everyone, who's clinking their ice cubes? What, do we have a fucking maniac in the room? I'm kidding around. The guy next to her sells her out. He's like, it's her. It's her. Get her out of here. She's like, ice cube clinker. So you guys came to the show last night. Oh, yeah, Trent came to the show last night with his girlfriend. Right over there. There's Trent and his girlfriend. That's his mom. And isn't that funny? Also, look at Trent go, that motherfucker. But when Trent came in tonight, a few of the other comedians, we recognized him because literally it was last night at the Late Show he was here. So we all did that thing where you, it makes everyone feel good if you just mutter their name. Like, you can all try it. Like, just say, Trent's here. Oh my God, Trent's here. Everyone, like, background mutter. Like, Trent walks into the room. He walks in with his mom. And you all, like, different thing. Trent, oh my God, is that Trent? Oh, that must be Trent. Oh, Trent's here. I guess Trent's here. Oh my God, I guess Trent's here.
Oh, Trent's here. Yeah, it's definitely Trent.
It's Trent. Yeah, it's definitely Trent. Yeah, Trent. I guess Trent's here. Here's his mother. I guess Trent. Yeah, I guess Trent. Yeah, yeah. I guess Trent's here? Yeah, Trent's here. Oh, yeah, he's Trent's here. Okay. You guys are good. All right, so there's that. How much time do we have left? So you guys, where'd you drive up from?
From Dayton.
Dayton, Ohio. And you, yeah. Where'd you camp last night?
Paintown State Recreational Center.
And how is that? Is that funny, people? These people are homeless. Homeless, always funny. No, and then you camped out where again?
At Monroe Lake.
And in your car, or did you have tents?
We had tents.
You had tents, and all just to come see the show?
Yep.
You know what? That's good stuff right there. I'm not the best interviewer. And what did you do last night? So you left this show. What, you were here last night at the Late Show.
At the Late Show, yeah.
And you gave me some, you know what? It's 2012. I keep saying 19. It's hard to say what to say with 2012. It's like, you know, come on, it's... No, hold on, I got confused. There was something I had a point. What is it? 2012? Yeah, I guess you could say that. No, oh, that's what it is. When they go hits of the 80s, 90s, and 2000s and 12s. I don't... That's hard. So you left here at what time?
12:30.
And you gave me a marijuana cigarette.
Right.
That's the way I like to talk about it. Which, by the way, a long time ago, speaking of marijuana cigarettes, I was performing on a show, and Doug Benson, I had to go on after Doug Benson, and I like smoking pot, but I can't always smoke and perform. It's hard for me. I lose my place. So back then, before I knew that, I was smoking a little bit, and did I tell this story already? Okay, so what if I did? So Doug Benson, I said to Doug, I go, Doug, tell Flanagan, the owner of the club, that put three comedians on ahead of me, because I'm too high. I'm too high. I'm too high. And he goes, what's that like? It's not good. I was like, you've been there. It's just not too high for you. And for me, it's too high. So you guys went back last night. You set up your tent. Did you have a bonfire?
Yeah, I had a little fire.
I think that's awesome. And what did you smoke a little?
Yeah, of course.
And you had a good time?
Yeah.
And what did you awesome do when you woke up this morning? What did you do?
They had some showers there, so we tried to clean ourselves up a little bit, and then
what do you mean, like, when you say, and I don't mean to be overly attentive to my interview styles, but when you tried to clean yourself you didn't have any soap,
you didn't have any soap,
some
exactly
tree bark? No, you
just a spritz.
Come on, sir, don't try to be funny. I call him sir all of a sudden. Listen, sir, there's no room for comedy. And then you got up this morning, did you make breakfast in a black iron pan? Or, I'm serious.
I made... chili last night, and so we had some of that.
Well, that's cool. And then you're hardcore campers, you would say.
Yeah.
Is there one of them? What's wrong with that? And I don't mean to not include you. What is your name again?
Joe.
And Chris always laughs at my jokes. Do the thing where you fake laugh at my jokes, like, you know that that's the way. Like, let's say this was like a big show, and you do the fake laugh at my jokes. Huh? Wait. Shh. Why does it make me laugh? It's such an ass-kissy laugh, right? It's like, hey, what did you... Hey, look at this. They say 4 out of 5 people suffer from diarrhea. That means one guy enjoys it. And everyone else is like, oh, right. Caller, go ahead. Caller, are you there? Go ahead.
Will?
Oh, my God, it's the cat. Are you... Hold on, now listen, listen to this. Hold on. I don't know the cat's name, but I know that he gets very upset when he can't express himself, so I'm going to try to listen really closely. Are you enjoying the show? Say what Rory always says.
What up?
All right. Well, anyway, in all seriousness, I think that's awesome that you guys did that. And you talked to me last night about it. I smoked the pot last night. We all went back. Me and all the comedians went back to the hotel where I'm staying. I don't want to mention it. I have a suite. Don't get jealous. And it was great, and we had a good time. And I think that's really cool that you came all this way. So I just wanted—I thought that was cool that you camped out last night. You had an experience that a lot of people don't have. I camp sometimes, but I'm a little bit—you know—people are very quick when you camp. I don't know if you've noticed this. You're when I say hardcore campers, you had a tent, you didn't have. People are very quick to make fun of if you have any of the amenities from outside. You know, one time I went camping and I brought a barbecue, a gas barbecue. And I know you're thinking, well, really? I'll tell you why I did it. There was a lot of us going camping. We had a van. We were all going to get in the van and go camping. And we had room in the back. I said, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I want to grill shit. I don't want to start a fire every time. Throw that fucking barbecue in the back of the van. And then guy came by our campsite, being friendly. He goes, hey, you guys got a barbecue? It's not real hardcore campers. And then the next day, I swear to God, to George Carlin, I went by his campsite, he had a cappuccino machine, whatever hell, however you say it. I'm like, that's right, you fucking prick. All right, well, thank you, guys. Go enjoy the show. Thank you very much. All right, well, I need to have a clock up here so I know exactly.
Sam, do you have a guest tonight?
I do. That's why he makes the big bucks. All right, let me get a set on my clock just so I can pace myself. Well, we're all right. What time is it right now? Anybody?
8:23.
All right, hold on. I always get nervous while I'm doing the show, then I realize everything's cool. You know, we're basically hanging out with some friends. People are like, well, we did pay. Oh, you're the nicest crowd. You really are. Seriously, it's all it takes to relax me. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. All right. So we started at 8 o'clock, and now it's 8:23?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
How can I go wrong with him? All right, so there we got that out of the way. And then, do we have anything else before I bring up Jeff? I just like to get all the business out of the way. Play audience jingle, Brian thing, got that, campfire, we got the guys, the hippies, we're up here, Jimmy Park. You know what, do you have intro music for Jeff?
I do.
I know, I swear to God, we made this intro music for Jeff a long time ago, I didn't realize it was close, it sounds a little bit like the intro music I used a little while ago. Jeff Tate, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Tate, everybody. Seriously, there's one thing I want to get out of the way before we start and we start talking to Jeff. Do you remember this? Shut it off. Now, we're going to do it right. It's okay. Oh, thank you. It's an old trick. Someone brings you up a shot, you act like somebody from the audience brought it to you. Thank you. I honestly used to have a friend. His name is Mick Rhodes. And when we were like 19 or 20 and we started going out to bars, whenever he got a drink that he bought himself, the minute the bartender handed it over to him, he would look at the hottest girls in the bar and go, thank you. And they would always look at him, and I get it in hindsight because they didn't want to send the wrong message, but at the time it looked like, no, we didn't send that to you. But they didn't know he knew that they didn't send it to him. Like, they were like, I'm not fucking you. I'm not going to fuck you. So anyway, so there's that. So it's a bag of weed, a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever need. And I want to hear it, everybody. Well, sometimes during the song. What is it, Chris?
It's everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever need.
Do it with those guys right over there. It's a bag of weed.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I just went to talk into my microphone stand. I gave, for the people listening at home, I gave my mic to Chris, but then I had a witty repartee. And so it's a bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever need, because everything's better with a bag of weed. All right, start it over.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A bag of weed, everything's better with a bag of weed.
a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. A bag of weed. You'll ever need everything's better with a bag of weed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Bag of weed, a bag of weed.
Alright, we're good. Oh, the cat.
Wasn't it you?
I think I could sing. Put a little reverb in this mic.
Jeff Tate is my guest tonight. I'm so happy that he's here.
Do I have reverb? Can you hear the reverb? Hello? Hello?
I'm in Bloomington, Indiana. Ooh.
It's like she says Indiana through the violin.
I'm in Bloomington, Indiana.
She's a... Oh my God, she's like an alien.
I'm in Bloomington, Indiana.
Right, so here we are live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Comedy Attic. Right, here we are. We're all good. We're ready to go. This is how long it takes me to feel like now I'm ready. All right? I know it's hard to hear now, but you'll hear it at home. I made the audience a jingle, actually. You asked me. Jeff called me the other day, goes, make the audience a jingle. So we made this.
The audience at the Comedy
Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
I'm gonna put the, why don't you put your mic stand
what do I
down?
Do, can I do this?
Hold, yeah, sure. Why don't you...
What?
Two beers he walks up with.
You right. With the Jack Daniels
nah,
or whatever.
But I have a prescription. Caller, go ahead. Caller, are you there? Go
Hello?
Ahead. Oh, no.
Hello?
That's not... Shut the fuck up.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Jeff Tate?
Yeah.
Hello.
Who's this?
I have a question about the Todd Glass show.
Well, ask me.
Hello?
Come on, stop
Caller.
That.
Is this Jeff Tate?
Caller, what's your question?
Jeff Tate?
What's your question?
I'm going to ask you a question
Hello?
About me.
Hello?
Oh, fuck
yeah,
you.
No, I know. Todd.
You.
Todd, she gets nervous when
Jeff
you talk.
Tate?
Let's
Jeff
go,
Tate?
Go through
go
the.
Ahead.
Ma'am, what's
Hello?
Your question? What's your question,
I
ma'am?
Hello?
God bless you, Katie.
You forgot his name. Go ahead.
Caller.
Go ahead, Jeff. Hello? Just answer the phone. Go.
Caller, what's your question, ma'am?
Is Todd having fun in Bloomington?
I really doubt it.
Hello?
Do you have another question?
No, I am. I actually am having fun in Bloomington.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You should look like
right.
You're having
Hello?
Fun.
Turn your mic off.
Why don't you look like you're having fun?
No, I am. Hey, to George Carlin, I love it here. You know? I'm being totally serious.
Listen, thank you all for coming to the Jeff Tate Show.
This is
the first episode. Todd Glass is my guest. I'm thrilled to have him. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I know. Most people go low end on guests on their first episode. I don't know how it's going to go, but I went top shelf. Todd, let me ask you a question. Thank you for being on my show. What makes Todd Glass smile?
What makes me smile? All right, before we get there, I need to do this. No, because I'm being told to George Carlin. I thank God I have that safe word. We don't have a clock out, and I need to know. Oh, I put it on my phone. Okay, so we're at 8:30
that's
now.
That's your watch.
It's a clock, too.
Does it make calls?
We're at 8:30. So we're going to go. What time are we going to? 10? No, we can't go to 10. That would be... Yeah, 8:30. Well, hold on. I'm so sorry.
We can go to 9:30.
I think you'll appreciate this more if you know that it's all real. What time is it right now?
Let me see your watch.
No, not on my watch. It's 8:32. Okay,
I'm sorry.
And we started the show at what time?
Eight.
So we're going to 9:30. There we go. All right.
Do you want this? I'll put this right here.
No, no, no. That's going to make me cluttered.
It blends in. It's black.
Yeah, that's what she said. I like how I look at you like, help me out. It's for a recorded show. Like, you're like, oh. All right. Here's the deal. I've never done a live show before, so I said, Jeff, you know, get some questions ready, and I'll let you ask me some questions. We'll let some people. Are there any questions later that people would want to ask in the crowd?
Do are you open to the idea of asking questions later in the show?
No. You know what though?
Yes.
Here's the last thing I want to do to an audience: make them feel pressure. You might, hey, we come out to see the show. We're happy to be here, but we don't necessarily have any questions.
It's true. Don't make them dumb though. Make those questions funny and laugh, goddammit.
A very aggressive family he grew up in.
My dad's a pilot.
All right, so we're going to... What does your dad really do?
He's a Pentecostal minister.
Is that true?
Yeah, holy rollers.
What would he... Like, what type of things? Would he have the violin playing in the background and say things?
No.
Did he say things like this? Is your dad a minister? Would he say things like... Hold on. I like it so obvious that we have a recording of your dad. Do you mind if we play it?
Not at all.
Hold on, go ahead. This is Jeff Tate's dad, I guess, doing a ministry or something, whatever.
Of our president getting up and saying that it was all right for two women to marry or two men to marry. I tell you right now, I was disappointed bad. But I tell you right there, as sorry as you can get, the Bible's against it, God's against it, I'm against it, and if you've got any sense, you're against it.
That's right. Amen, everybody. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible's against it. We'll put, oh,
but
you know
what?
This guy actually, pause that out for a second. Pause that out. This guy brought clarity to the issue. It's not gay people bringing gay people into the world. If you're mad at anyone, straight people are producing gay people, so they're the ones that you should be fucking mad at, right?
Wouldn't you be more pro-abortion if you wanted less gay people? It's straight people having the gay people, and by definition, statistically speaking, some of those fetuses are gonna be gay. Oh, you guys don't like hard stances?
The Bible's against it. You know, I got an email. The Bible's against it. My favorite thing is the guy that goes, I'm bisexual. All right, no one cares, buddy. If people are close-minded, they're not going to like you either. I'm bisexual. Chris was joking around with me earlier today. He goes, what if there was a guy? And he goes, like, ask this. Go, hey, say, is there a gay bar around here?
Is there a gay bar?
Ah, Jesus. Is there a bisexual bar? Like, who asked if there's a bisexual? I would never go to a gay bar. Bisexual, that's a little different.
Aren't we all bisexual at last call?
You know what, let's not get... All right, listen, enough of that. So you, I asked you, hold on, let's go nice and slow here. Because the last thing you want is to see me start sweating. We're here. I think everything's going well. We're 35 minutes into the show. God forbid there was a blackout. I think we'd all feel like we got our money's worth. That's the way I think. I think there's a point in the show where you feel, what are you doing?
Not that I was, yeah, the blackout signal. I'm sorry, for the other thing.
All right, because here we go. So, Timing. Yeah. All right, everyone's fine. We're here in Bloomington, Indiana. We're at the Comedy Attic at my favorite club. It's one of my favorite clubs. Probably if I had to list five clubs that are my favorite clubs in the entire country, this would be... Because if I say my favorite club, you know I'm being disingenuous. But it's my... Probably three. Comedy Attic... No, that's the first one. Of course, I'm going to listen first. And then the other place in Philadelphia, Helium, and then Acme, three favorite clubs. I asked him, because I've never done this before, and Jeff got pulled into town around 5:30 tonight, and then I said, give me some questions. So I'm going to turn this over to you for a little while. Whatever questions you have for me, I will answer. And this is a podcast. That doesn't bother me. That was a nice thing. sounded like ice cubes gracefully flowing into a glass. So what do you have for me? Now, being serious.
My first question. First of all, I'm a fan of the show. I'm glad you could be on my show. Earlier on the Todd Glass show, on an earlier episode, you had a little trouble with how many years there had been people on Earth. And I want to know if you know... I want to know if you know... You've had time. I just want to know if you know...
I'm not embarrassed about this. I mean, I guess I am, or I wouldn't have said it. I get that I'm not socially stupid. I get it. I want you to let you know that I'm a secure person. I get that my views socially are not stupid. But book smart, there's a lot I don't know. So this was a question that I asked Jeff a long time ago, and I can't believe he remembered. I said, of course, next time I'll know the answer to this. And I don't. So for the people that don't know what the question was, a long time ago, and again, it's okay, you can laugh at it, I get it, it's all right, or I wouldn't talk about it. I would edit this out. Jeff asked me, someone asked me, I was trying to reference the world before people were here. Before people were here. Think about it enough. Before people were here, and I said, I'm being genuine, to George Carlin, I said, this is like 2 years ago, I said, no, that like before there were people here on the planet, like, you know, like 500, 600 years ago. No. I know now. And even though it was coming out of my mouth, I saw the look of horror on my friends. Because that's what happens sometimes. I didn't do very well in school. There's certain things I don't know that the average person would know just because that's what you learned in fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade. So I don't know if it's 500, 600 years ago. If I had to guess right now, I mean, I'm going to go way over, obviously. How many years before there were people on the... I'm probably even phrasing the question wrong. If I'm trying to fix this up, was it before there were recorded people here? Like it was documented?
Like before podcasts?
play 12. Anyway.
When I was a little boy,
1750,
having a podcast, the only dream I'd ever known.
This is true, folks. Made it up. So I'm going to say, I'm going to be wrong, and it's okay. I'm going to be wrong. Before there were people here, well, I said 600 years ago. And by the way, I don't want you to look at me like, oh. The reason I said 600 years ago, and I get it, it's just, it's okay, you know? Is because I thought my grandfather, if he was alive today, he'd probably be, I don't know, he'd probably be 100. And I thought that, and then there's 200, and then there's 300, and then there's 400, and then there's 500, 600. That had to be fucking before there were people here. In my head, that's the way I thought. And then I thought, so it's probably, I don't want to guess. Why don't I just learn instead of guessing so I don't look stupid? How many, I mean, was it 1,000?
It was according to, it's 6,000 years ago.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Is that the truth?
If you live by the truth, it's the truth. If you believe science, are you...
Is that honest? To George Carlin, is that the truth? 6,000 people?
There were...
6,000 years ago? No. Come on, give me the honest answer, Jeff.
6,000 years ago, Adam and Eve, man.
Go to the next.
And it was Adam and Eve.
Go to the next one.
Not Abbott and Costello or whatever.
But I will tell you this also, that the other question that I asked my friends once, that I remember just seeing the look on their faces, I asked, you know, Fannie Mae, the candy company, are they the same people that? And yeah, the money, the shit, you know, they're like, yeah, what do I know, you know? It's always fun to make fun.
Wait, that's not the same Fannie Mae?
No, you knew it wasn't.
No, I didn't. I didn't know.
Yes, you
did. It was Fannie Mae and Freddie Soto.
Oh,
they're the ones,
God,
that brought down the economy, right?
I'm not even kidding. I see there's somebody outside. Hold on, I'm not even joking around, folks. Oh my God.
There's
heard somebody walking their dog outside the window since Todd was 50 yards from a microphone.
That was a lot of work. Can we close the curtain too, by the way?
You opened it.
I know, but it makes me nervous.
Josh Cox, will you go close that microphone now?
Oh, by the way.
Not microphone, window. Will you get me another microphone? One of those. Can I have one of those?
I don't want to be this type of show. So
what are those?
You can have it. I'm okay.
What is that?
That's a shot of Jack. But I don't want to be that. I'm okay. I feel good now. You're actually a nice crowd. You're fun. I'm having a good time. I don't need that. All right, so that was that with the dog music. By the way, that is a true story. I don't know if I want to give you the, you know...
It is a true story.
The backstory. There was a guy that walked his dog around our neighborhood, and inside, if you listen to the show, I don't know who does and who doesn't, but hopefully all of you. There was a guy that walked his basset hat around our neighborhood, and just to make me and my friends laugh, when I would see him, I would play music in the house over the... Like, I have a PA system set up in my living room, and when he walked by, I go, oh my God, look, there he goes. And the dog would come by the basset. Acid Hound, it was so fucking cute with this music. I was like, look, here comes a guy with a dog. Look, and this, when this kicks in. But isn't that funny? Well, start it over. Isn't that funny how that's the point of the music where you go, that's where it all makes sense, right? Okay, the first part, I get it, but there's a certain point when that music changes where you're like, Josh Cox, ladies and gentlemen.
Josh Cox. Hi, your name's on a podcast, buddy.
You said my name.
That's enough.
Okay, so the guy would walk his dog around our neighborhood, but it was funny, like in the house, we would all start laughing when the music hit that certain point. Play it again from the beginning. So we'd all see the dog, and I'd go, look, I go, no, it gets funny, crank it up. I'd be like, there he is, and my friends would be like, yeah, I get it with the music, it's funny. But then when it hit that right point, they were like, that is fucking funny. Watch, hold on. There he is, look. That's fun stuff. Fade it out.
It is a true story. 6,000 years ago, God created the heavens and the earth.
So what other, before I go to what I have on my agenda, what else do you have questions for me? Honest questions, Jeff.
I have some honest questions.
That's a nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you very much. You know where I got it?
I know.
Can't remember.
From me.
Yeah, I got it from you. And Todd Glass, ladies and gentlemen, worked himself out, lost some weight, and then gave me all the shirts he was too fat for. Or that he wasn't fat enough for.
I don't like to throw shirts out, but I also don't like to tell people that I'm too thin to wear them now. So like Jeff goes, I tried to.
I think I said it. Do you have anything you're too thin for? I'm running low on shirts. I'm shirt poor, is what it is. Right? Like I don't have a lot of shirts liquid right now. I've invested them. And if you have any shirts that you're too thin for, I'm just a little shirt poor.
I'll spend money.
I lost all my money in Sally Mae. Well, who the fuck was that? Anyway.
I'll spend money on shoes once in a while. Jeans. I go to Levi's, I buy jeans. But I don't. It's hard for me to spend money on shirt. Like, if I see a shirt at Target that I like, I go, I look at it, and then I go, if that was $180 somewhere else, I'd be like, fuck, I'd buy that, but it's $180. And then I go, I'm at Target, it's $20. Fucking get it. You know? So I did have a lot of larger shirts that when I had lost some weight that I gave to Jeff. And
I think they're just right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, to you they're not larger. You're not too large. All right, so what
if anything, they're getting a little
if
snug.
If anything, they're a little tight.
They're a little snug.
Yeah, they're a little snug.
Yeah, we said the same thing, but on top of each other.
All right, so what else do you have for me?
The original covenant between God and man was made by through Abraham. Then it was kind of elaborated upon through Moses. That's called the Mosaic Law. Then there was a new covenant made through Christ in the New Testament that boils it down to two. Serve no other God, love your neighbor as yourself. Why do so many Christians insist I follow the ancient Mosaic Law?
You know what?
I'm just kidding, Todd. Have you ever met anybody famous? Have you ever met anybody famous?
I've ever been in, yes.
Okay. Like who? Like
who have I met? I like it, Susan. Oh, Susan. Of course. You're a comedian. You've worked with a lot of people.
Oh, not comedians.
My mom doesn't know who's... She doesn't... My mom, a year ago, she doesn't really know, like... She'll tell people, she'll be like, oh, my son's famous. I'm like, Mom, if I was, you wouldn't have to tell people. I think it's sweet. I think my mom's nice. But, what other questions do you have? Seriously, you get to the... That was a joke one. I knew the minute you started reading.
I would like to know. That's what we talked about in Sunday school today.
Now give me an honest. You go to Sunday school. Now give me an honest question you have. I will answer it honestly, even if you know. You give me a question you have for me honestly, and I'll honestly answer it.
All right. What's your favorite color?
Well, I actually haven't. To George Carlin, I don't know these questions. Not that you would think I would, but I did have a favorite color only once. It was Hunter Green, and I got so obsessed with Hunter Green in the 80s that I will never have a favorite color again. Because I had to redo every fucking thing I had. Everything. Hunter Green. And I was like, fuck Hunter Green. I started, now I go with basically a tan and white. Tan and white. It's nice. It's clean. It looks good. What else you got?
I want to talk about this tan and white thing.
Tan and white's a good combination. You watch it on the home show. You know what I noticed? You watch the home show, and I do this bit in my act, so I'm not going to lie to you. But you watch the home shows, you know, where they go, oh, we're not going to get it done. You know what I'm talking about? With the home shows, HG, oh, we're not going to get it done. Why does that bother me that they say that? We're not going to get it done. Shut the fuck up. You're going to get it done.
I know why you wouldn't have aired
this episode.
I know why it bothers you. It's not live.
No, yeah.
Just edit that out and fucking take an extra week.
Yeah, right. You got it. First of all,
if you're not going to get it done, we're never going to know. Just finish the motherfucker and cut it down to a half hour.
Right. Because let me tell you, if you don't get it done, it's anticlimactic. I'm not fucking watching it.
I would like to see him like build half a house on Extreme Home Makeover and be like, oh, we ran out of donations.
Move, bus driver, move that bus. What, that's the same house we used to have. Yeah, we didn't get it done.
Yeah, but we vacuumed and dusted. Like, there's new drapes and shit. He should say that, too. That fucking guy, Ty, should be like, we fucking cleaned the kitchen and shit. Why do you have 11 kids? Why doesn't he ever say that? Just once. the guy on Extreme Home Makeover, why doesn't he ever go, listen, why do you have 11 kids?
What are you fucking got 11 kids for?
Of course you need a new house, stupid. You have way too many fucking kids.
Yeah, just because you can, you know, people, with their, I know they're...
Four-bedroom house, 22 kids. Yeah, you fucked up. Yeah. What do you want, a hysterectomy? What are we here for? Oh, Jack Daniels really gets me into the zone.
It does.
I could do all my Extreme Home Makeover bits. Did you even know there were bits? Right from the act.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I got some bits right from my act. Play 11. That's how sloppy I'm getting. We're bailing out. Lynn will not homogenize his music that he makes for me. All right, so there we go. There's that. Let me put this over here because... No, it's okay, Chris. Don't worry about it. I think we're doing good. Let me get organized here with my stuff. What other questions do you have? Are these honest questions? By the way, no questions from the audience? Because this is our first live show. If you have a question, and it's a genuine question, we don't mind answering it. And by the way, also, I don't want to put pressure on people. If you're like, oh, fuck, we don't have questions. Is he going to get angry? No, it's okay. But if you have a question, go ahead.
Hello?
Love Tom Brady.
Caller?
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, call it.
He gets nervous. She gets.
Is that Chris? Chris?
Oh, fuck off!
She gets nervous.
Hello?
She gets nervous to talk to you. Caller,
be quiet.
Caller, what's your question,
okay.
Caller?
Hold on. Caller.
Hello.
Stop it, Sandra. Hello? Sandra Van Gordon, right?
Hello.
What's your question, man?
Hello?
I think I can deal with this.
Hello.
We talked about this off the air. Hold on. Hold on.
Hello?
No, I know you hear me.
Hello? Hello? This is Todd Glass Show. Hello? Hello?
Hold on.
Is Chris there? Hello?
We figured
Chris?
No. We figured it out. You get nervous when I talk.
Hello?
But you gotta stop it.
This is Todd Glass Show.
Because
hello?
I'm a nice person.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
No, no. No, no one else talk.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Is that Chris's beer that just dropped on the table?
Holy shit! Holy shit, Todd! Do you... Wait. Do you know what you just did? You hit the table and broke a glass that was...
She was here. Like,
is that Chris's thing that just fell on the table?
She's that observant.
What?
This is gonna bother
me. God.
As I'm enjoying the lunacy, I'm also worried about the break. All right. Let's clean. Oh shit!
Don't touch it. Right, hold on. Glass, Todd.
All right, we're all right.
It's glass, Todd. Did you guys get that? Yeah, let me see the towel for a second.
Jeff, come sit
no,
right down.
There's glass no, all over my nose.
My sweat rag.
All right, hold on. Don't touch it.
Some of this smells like pizza.
That's me.
Oh, seriously, Jeff?
Yeah. I eat a lot of pizza, Tom.
No, I'm not even joking around. It smells like not pizza, but belch pizza.
I'm using the Axe pepperoni spray. I'm trying to pick up chicks tonight, Todd. Look at all the girls you got to come.
Look at that.
Man,
shit. Don't sit down.
No, I need... There's glass all over the table.
I gotta keep things under control. I don't like when the show... I like when there's lunacy, but when there's also some organization. All right, so that was fun with that. Oh, that was funny. Like, what did you... I don't even remember what I thought was so funny, but it was something like...
I set my beer down and didn't notice.
Is that did you set your beer down?
I knew there was something. All right, so here we go. There's that. What are we at now? We're doing good. All right. Don't think that's disrespectful because I'm having a blast. What am I, 90? I'm having a blast, people. I'll tell you it's all right, you know? Oh, shit.
You okay?
All right, it's good. Ah, shit. Do we have a... I cut myself for the people listening at home.
Would you like your shirt back?
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. I really do need to get organized. Shut that off.
You want to go do something else?
Seriously. I think the people that the regular listeners know, they're like, I just need to get, like, I need to get organized. Right? I need to fix everything up. Hang on. You know what? You are a saint. Can you play some violin music while I put my band-aid on? Jonas, you can play guitar if you want. You know, ladies and gentlemen, God, look at you. Hey, guys.
I'm single.
She plays. Oh, that's a good one. Now, seriously, we don't do that shit. What are you doing over there?
You know what? I don't like this over here. I'm not gonna be happy.
All right, let's go. This is the second part of the show. Can I get rid of this? Can somebody help me out with this? Oh, thank you. Oh my god. Is that? No, I know. Everything's cool? Alright, here we go. Alright, this is the second part of the show. We're all good. Put your mic back up. What other questions do you have for me?
Alright, well, you started in a... You started
Any
doing...
serious questions?
Yeah, this is a serious question.
Everyone's having a good time?
There's, when...
Everything's better with a bag of weed.
Trent's here. His mom's getting upset. Trent's here last night. He goes, "Oh my God, it's a pot propaganda show." That's the most I can come up with. All right, so let me put this over here. I do have some stuff. And by the way, you couldn't be a nicer crowd. To do this the first time, I think you can imagine, like, you don't know, because you do it the first time, you're like, what am I going to do? So you're very nice people, and that's why I want to share this with you. Oh, by the way, we talked about this on the phone today. They canceled my credit card when I was here 2 days. 2 days into my trip, they canceled my credit card, and I called them up. They said there looked like some suspicious activity. And that's because I was in Los Angeles and buying things, and then I was in Bloomington buying things. Did you see that I fucking played eight? Can you see that I paid $17 for a sandwich? I'm obviously at the airport, you dumb fucks. Can you see? Can you check out before you cancel my credit card? Wait, oh my God, the guy's buying something in Los Angeles. Now he's in Indiana, Bloomington. We better cancel his credit card. Yeah, did you see? Did you see any of the activity? Did you see that I bought a cup of coffee for $7, you dumb fucks?
Did you buy your plane ticket on that credit card too?
Yeah, if they looked a month back from that, bought a plane ticket, then he went to the airport, checked his bags in, you know, you think everything would make sense.
Swiped it in a taxi.
Yeah, everything made sense if they would just take a second. But here's an idea that I have, and I want to jump ahead.
Fannie Mae, man, they don't take that second.
I have an idea. I talked about this to Jeff on the phone the other night. Jeff, you thought it would make a good short. Now, whenever I have a good idea for a good short, I probably will never do it. So I'm just going to talk about it. It just takes too much work. You got to hire a camera person. So I'm just going to tell you about it. It's a short where I go around to psychics and I get my palm read and I kill them. I don't need to say more because you already get it. You're like, yeah, they fucking suck. And you know, I want to shoot it as a short, and then I go to the next person. What do you see? Oh, and then I just, my hands reach up towards their neck. Ah, you saw nothing, you fucking, you take advantage of people that shouldn't be taken advantage of. Just because people are gullible doesn't mean you should fucking charge them. And I hit their head into the cement. And they die. But in a way, that the psychics take advantage of people. I'm like, well, they deserve it. No, I don't think people deserve it. People have had past things happen. They want to go to a psychic. They get clarity. I think there's something funny about that. You know? Yeah, you don't know anything. You would see me choking you to death. That's and then pretty... I thought I should do it as a short. But then I thought, you know what? And I won't do it. Don't freak out. You follow me? I should do it as a short. You hire fake psychics. You do it. I should do it for real. Yeah. That's how fucking much they deserve it.
Yeah.
Anybody who takes advantage of another human being for having your father die, they want to connect with that person, and they take advantage of that. I think I should really go out on a spree. I might do it tonight after this podcast. Start going around tomorrow morning. Oh, you're a psychic? Let them put my palm out. Oh, really? That's great. Just imagine that when the palm, they're reading my palm. They're going, well, you have a long lifeline. I go, you really know what you're talking about. And I right up towards their neck. Right down to the ground. Okay, so there's that.
Murder.
Do it again. Do it again, Jonas. Murder. So last night.
Murder.
Last night I was
hanging
out.
Holy shit, wait, how did you do that? How did you make a whole band play what Jonas just played? Holy shit, how did you do that?
It's the internet.
This is serious.
That shit is wild.
Now listen to this. Listen to this. Josh Cox last night was saying, Josh, and I know you were half kidding around, but you know when look, this is what we talk about at 3 in the morning at the hotel room where we're all hanging out. I hope this is interesting. He said, you know when, what was the guy that landed the plane? When they land a plane like Sully?
Sully.
He landed the plane in the ocean and they go, that's not a landing. A landing is when it's in the airport. That's a crash.
So I thought, no, that's a fucking amazing person still. And now, do you follow me here? Do you follow me so far? Is that a landing? Is that a landing? No, it's a crash. So I hypothetically had this situation. God dang, I hope I can have follow through with this. Give me the background ambient plane noise. That if that's true, if that's true, oh yeah, well, that's just a crash. If it's a crash, unless it happens on the air. So let's say Josh Cox did that bit in his act, right? And then the plane was crashing. This guy could turn to Josh. You know what? I don't want to do this. It's so much work. Here's what I'm basically trying to say. It's a fucking landing.
What if I just guessed the end?
Well, if that guy turned to Josh, and let's say he saw it, but he did that bit. Hey, if you land in the ocean, that's a crash. Really? Was that? What if he, you know...
I think you have to be dead for it to be a crash.
Right. It's still
a fucking...
I think
we should make parameters.
It's a landing.
If you fucking bring it in and it's right side up, you landed that motherfucker.
Thank I think there's truth to that. Now, I know Josh, by the way, got very defensive last night. He goes, I was saying it comedically, which you were. But there are comedians that were doing that bit. They go, oh, they say Sully Sullenberg landed that plane. That was a crash. If it's
oh, yeah.
No, fuck you. That's a fucking landing, you motherfuckers.
No, there's comedians are so, like, some guys, like, around L.A., they're fucking, like, some guys are so cynical they want to take something away from something good. Right. Sully fucking did something cool, and there's three or four assholes who are like, fucking, he still crashed. Why don't you just not hit the birds? Well, fuck off. Why don't you just fuck off?
Because
that guy landed a plane. It's hard enough to land a plane on a fucking road. He landed it in the river, and no one died.
Amen. Yeah.
Give him his credit.
Yeah, because that would be like if he was landing the plane and he turned it. Let's say hypothetically he saw that comedian that did that shit bit. Oh, it's a crash. Right? He should turn to him and go, hey, motherfucker, we have a problem. We have to divert a little early. Now, you want to see a fucking crash? Huh? You want to see a landing?
I'm going to put it down in a cornfield. It's your call, dick.
Yeah,
it's a crash or it's a landing.
You want to admit your bit had no balls and had no validity? I'll show you a fucking crash in a cornfield, you motherfucker.
Listen, you one-note open mic. You want to be Buddy Holly or you want to walk off this motherfucker?
Yeah. So if I take this motherfucking plane and I bring it down in a cornfield and we all live, was that a landing or a fucking crash, you half-baked shit comic prick?
Yeah, yeah. There's a reason you go on at 12:30.
That's right, motherfucker.
All right, I won't do the bit anymore. Good lord.
Oh, God, that was Josh's bit? Listen, I like the bit.
Yeah, I think it's fun.
I think it's
let
a
me,
good
let
bit.
Let him finish.
It's probably a crash. Right? If you don't land it on a road, it's still a crash. Josh is right. I don't want to take anything away from him. He's my ride. And I want you to park that motherfucker.
If I go, you know how I wanted to open the show? I wanted to open the show like this. I was going to walk out and go, oh my God, only 150 people show up? Fuck 150 people. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be totally honest right now. I have to pee.
All right.
And Chris just told me it's your show. Go
yeah,
pee.
It's my show.
So I'm
no, Todd, if you, I have other guests lined up.
No, don't do other guests because it's going to take me 30 seconds. So just talk about something, you know, that's going to take
me
30
seconds. All right. So you guys have any questions? Or?
I do.
Yeah, what's your question?
No, I don't have a question.
Oh, come on, Katie.
Bring someone up, ask a question.
Oh, God, it burns!
Will someone go close that door? That's very disruptive to my show. We're going to play a game right now where I...
Hello? Is that Chris?
Who's it? Caller?
Hello?
Caller, what's
Hello?
Your question? Ma'am?
Hello?
Ma'am, you're on the Jeff Tate Show. What's your question?
Hello? 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 Is this the Jeff Tate Show? Hello?
Yes.
Is that Chris?
It is
yeah,
Chris.
What's up? I have a question for Chris. Chris?
I swear to God, okay. I was so nervous.
What's your question?
To get what? Back to the show, I pissed all down my bed. I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing out here, but that's how long it took.
Everything's good. We're all good. We're going for the clothes.
What?
What? We're all almost right. done?
No, we're good. Oh, God. This is fun.
I don't
want to
be done
great.
Yet.
Everything's great. You know what I wanted to do? Because I'm going to be honest with you, this is going to be a little choppy. We're going to edit this out a little bit, but I thought it would be fun on my normal show that I do, that I roll in you guys singing as like carolers. So put the screen down. But before you put the screen down, Chris, you remember that we pulled up something on the internet of guys dancing around like they were hunting.
I have that DVD too. I have to put it in. I'll just give it to
him. I think we gave him the DVD.
No, I didn't give him the other one.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
That's okay. I hope this is worth it. If it's not, it's okay. I think you'll get a kick out of it. So there's these guys dancing around on the internet while they're hunting, and we thought if we change the music to what, like there's no music at all, but if we change the music, it would be, oh, maybe this isn't worth it. We're all friends, right? Yeah. Hey, maybe pretend the Titanic's going down and keep playing. Isn't that weird? Is that true, you think? I know in the movie they say, like, they were like, play, you know, and they were like, hey. That's a fun way to talk about a podcast.
True, man.
All right, so.
What kind of assholes wouldn't get on the boat and leave?
No, I think they were.
They're all like, we know one more song.
He doesn't get it.
Who doesn't get it? Me?
You don't get it. You're not a yachtsman like me.
They're not a yachtsman. You're a yachtsman?
All right, so what is this we're about to see? Oh, so I don't even know if this will make any sense, but how you doing?
How you doing?
Look at you. How's your son, Max?
He's good.
We're here at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, and Jeff is on.
Jared. Jared as Max, and I'm not afraid of Max.
This is going to be a little choppy. This is going to be a little choppy, but so these guys are dancing around the internet. Are we playing that right now, or are we going to do the?
I'm pretty sure that's what we're playing. I gave him the DVD.
All right. How many DVDs are there?
There are two.
Oh, shit. I thought you put it all on.
What's the other one? Super Troopers?
The second one?
Okay. That'd be pretty cool. Is the other DVD Super Troopers? Can we watch Super Troopers when this is over?
Yeah. All right, so go ahead. This is, guys, we twitched the music. They're not real. I guess they're hunting. I don't know what the original dance they were doing to, but we thought if we switched the music. Look, if this is not good, just love everybody and we're all good. All right, you can play it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Real footage, I swear to God, but I think they're hunting.
Great wine in a mason jar, all made. Me and him and this should fool aside.
My gal has got two eyes of blue and her eyes are blind. She always makes me smile when I am feeling down. Whenever I'm with her, I just grin like a clown. Cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town. She's like a beauty queen who wears a shiny crown. And every time she sees that I am starting to frown, she's always got the finger turned upside down. Cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town.
It's a top-class show.
Small bush!
Why would it be a small bush? It's a regular sized bush.
She's got the it's just the tightest, the smallest.
It's got a smaller pussy, but it's still a regular size.
That only made me laugh because literally at the hotel today, I said, Chris, just put two songs to it. I wanted him to put Cher. Do you believe in love? Right.
So that video has no music on the internet? No music is more ridiculous.
It has music, but I just muted it and put in those.
Yeah, but what's the original
song? What song were they dancing to?
I have no idea. It's like some dubstep something.
Oh, dubstep.
All right, so folks.
I hope someone tells me what that is.
Do you think this guy...
I went to Bonnaroo 2 weeks ago and some guy was playing... No, it's okay. And some guy was playing... some guy was playing dubstep and all my friends went to see the guy playing dubstep. But I was the only one who was like, you know fucking Alice Cooper's playing right now. And they were like, who's that lady? And I was like, fuck. What? I thought Skrillex was an iPhone app. And it turns out it's a person who does things with a fucking boat. I don't know. He had a boat.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Big boat. You know what I'm talking about?
Back to Jeff Tate. So what were you talking about, Jeff?
So I went and saw Alice Cooper instead.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's the whole. That's the whole. That's the end of it.
No. Where did you see Alice Cooper? How old's Alice Cooper now?
65.
And where did you see him?
At Bonnaroo, man. The
and
guy
you performed
the
there
show.
Also, right?
I did. It was an accident. It was kind of out of nowhere.
It wasn't an accident. If you performed, it's no accident.
But I wasn't. I wasn't booked on it. I met up. I just went to Bonnaroo with my friends, and then I lost all my friends somehow. And then I met up with Kyle Kinane, and then we couldn't.
Name dropper.
Yeah.
Are you okay? You look like the liquor's kicking in.
No, I'm a name dropper, and Kyle Kinane is the name I drop. And I met up with him, and I went to see the show he was on, and then they were just like, you go first, so I did.
And where's that show, the Bonnaroo? Where's that at?
There's like a comedy tent.
Austin?
It's in Tennessee.
Tennessee, sure.
Manchester, Tennessee. It's an hour east of Nashville.
And you got the.
We can get there in 6 hours if you want.
It's fun to take a road trip sometimes.
Let's do it.
Look at those guys. They're camping.
Do you think they have any more of that marijuana cigarettes left?
I'm sure we're going to do fine tonight. You know what I mean? Preston. Not Preston. Austin. Trenton. Trent.
Are you okay?
I'm all right. To George Carlin, I don't normally do this, and I hope that means something to you, but I feel a little more relaxed now. By the time I got completely relaxed, I realized I had too much to drink. All right, so here's what we're going to do as we go into the close. Chris is in the bathroom. This was a fun night. I think you don't underestimate the first night doing this. It's a little different, you know, even though you've done this back in Los Angeles with Katie and Mikey LaRue. It's different to do it live, so it was a fun night.
I have one real question for you.
Yeah, I'm how you doing, Chris?
I'm pretty good, Tom.
Your dad's a pilot. Yeah. You have a question. By the way, this is something we really found off the internet. This guy should not be making announcements on an airplane. This just sounds creepy. And this is a real...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Kubernetes Captain Pasatempo and the crew welcome you to OA Flight 101 directly to Athens. In a few moments, a pre-recorded safety demonstration will be shown on the screens before you. For those of you who are watching it for the umpteenth time, we recommend that you turn off the sound when it's repeated in sign language and think dirty thoughts about what the hell is saying. Very funny. And probably the best, if not only the best.
You shouldn't. That sound, people get nervous when they hear a voice like that.
Oh, first of all, when Sully landed that plane in the river,
yeah.
That was... To me,
amazing.
Like, it was amazing, yeah, but I fly, like, we all fly. I fly a lot, and it was, like, annoying because I just always assumed that if you were going down, you were just going to die, so I never paid attention to the safety things, and then he landed in the fucking river, and all I could think, as I watched it happen on the news, I was like, I gotta fucking watch that shit next time.
Yeah,
I gotta know what to do, where
the
thing
is.
I'm
the same way. After stuff like that, I never paid attention on the airplane. They're like, hey, a seatbelt. And, you know, now I sort of pay attention. Although, I will tell you this. One time I was on the airplane and someone had to get that seatbelt extension. And I remember looking the other way because I thought they were uncomfortable. And I thought, just look the other way. I tried to look busy, like I was working in my bag, looking for shit. And then after they got the whole seatbelt on, they brought out an... You know what I'm talking about, right? By the extending thing?
It's called the elephant belt. No, it's really called that because they're still assholes.
All right, no, it's not. I tried to look the other way, and then finally when the guy got it all around him, he looked at me. Now, keep in mind, I was being nice. I was like, look the other way. It's got to be uncomfortable for somebody. I really did. I was empathetic to the situation. But then I think he was taking advantage of me. Then after he finally got it around him, he was like, "Murr." And then he looked at me and went, "Ah! These seatbelts are getting smaller and smaller." All right, sir. I felt like Judge Judy. Like, don't fucking push it. Really, our doorway is getting smaller and smaller. Really? Everything's getting smaller and smaller. Cars are getting smaller and smaller.
Cars are getting smaller. Have you seen a smart car?
What else do you have for me here, Jeff?
You started stand-up in Philadelphia.
Is this an honest question?
No, it's an honest question.
Okay, I'll answer it.
Everybody that does stand-up eventually has an answer to this, and I'm just curious what yours is. When you started stand-up in Philadelphia, there were people around. Like, you started with a group of people.
who made it out of that and who didn't? Like, who didn't that should have? Okay. That you regret walked away?
Yeah, I feel bad because at first I thought I was going to go... But that's a very good question. There was a comedian that I thought, I wish he would have... there was a comedian when I started in Philadelphia. When I was 15, I just turned 16 when I started comedy in Philadelphia. And my mom, to digress for a second before I get to your answer, I was 15. My mom didn't want me doing stand-up comedy and then driving back to the suburbs where we lived, which was in Valley Forge. So my brother was in a fraternity at Temple University. And she goes, you should stay with him.
Wait, your mom's... You were 15 and your mom didn't want you to do stand-up, and then your mom just didn't want you to drive back to the suburbs.
She didn't. They were all supportive that I did stand-up.
I'm 33 and my parents still just don't... They don't care where I stay. They just don't want me to do stand-up.
No, my parents were actually... My parents, I feel bad now because, my parents were very supportive. They were actually were. Well, I don't want to digress too much, but, I didn't do very well in school. So as a full-grown adult now, I realize, first of all, you know how hard it is for me to talk right now as drunk as I am? Can you tell how hard I am putting every sentence together? But...
I'm doing great.
They didn't know what I was going to do the rest of my life. And to George Carlin, I'm being honest. Like, as a full grown adult now, I can look back on my parents when I was reaching 15, 16. I didn't do well in school. I was flunking out, and they're like, I know they had to think, is like, what's going to happen here? So, anything I did, they would try to act like I could do it for a living. Like, I remember one time I walked my neighbor's dog when they were on vacation. My mom's like, you could be a dog walker. Dog fucking walker. I still have high expectations. And
wouldn't be a bad life. Dogs are fucking great, man. You can fucking grab their face and scrunch them up and
fucking bite them and suck on their face. So they wanted me. So I didn't want to be a dog walker. So when I started doing stand up comedy, my parents were actually very, very supportive that I'd found something that I liked to do. But what was the original question?
Have you ever met anybody famous?
How fucking funny would it be if we started the whole show all over again? Like it's funny for 2 minutes, so we could do it. No, there was a
very funny guy.
Live from the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana. Say blowjob, it makes me laugh.
Blowjob.
Caller, go ahead. Okay.
Who did you start with in Philadelphia that made it or didn't?
So my parents were very supportive when I actually started doing stand-up comedy. They would come out to see my show and my grandparents and everybody. There was a comedian by the name of Ben Curlin. And Ben Curlin at the time, I mean, he had to be 45 then, which I thought was old. I was 17 or 15. I was 15, and his name was Ben Curlin. And I always thought, I'm sure he still does stand-up comedy. But, he would be like, I just remember some of his bits. He would always be like this. He had a comb-over, and he would be like, how you doing? My name's Ben Curlin. And he would walk out on stage, and me and my friends were literally 15, 16. My oldest brother, who drove us to the comedy club, was 17. That was my brother Spencer, who was in the fraternity. Bless you. Is that Sandra Van Gordon? my oldest brother was Spencer, and this guy Ben Curlin would walk out on stage. And when you're younger, I think you know what funny is because you don't have preconceived notions of what funny is. So, I think if we thought this guy was funny and we were 15, you know why? Because he was fucking funny. What's going on? And so, what is going on? You have to pee?
Yeah, I'm
still go, bad. Go, go, go. I get it. That's okay.
I want to hear the rest of the story, so just talk loud.
So Ben Curlin, he'd walk out on stage. Look, if this isn't funny, you don't have to fake laugh. I was 15. Maybe I didn't know, but I think I did. Trent knows what I'm talking about. So he would walk out on stage and go, how you doing? I had some relative. They were supposed to be here to see my show. Hey, I guess they're not here. Where are they? I guess they're dead. And me and my friends are like, ah!
We thought it was so funny. We just loved the whole... We went to a club that looked somewhat like this. It was called the Comedy Works. And I didn't know what to expect because my friend Albert Nalibotsky told me that there was a comedy club. And I thought it was like college students telling jokes. I didn't get it. So we sat down and we were at a table. And all of a sudden I heard they made an announcement before the show started. And I thought it was, you know, I didn't know what it was going to be. But they made an announcement. They go, ladies and gentlemen, we have an announcement before we start the show. If there's a Mr. and Mrs. Green here, Mr. and Mrs. Green, your babysitter called. She wants to know where you keep the fire extinguisher. Thank you. That's fucking funny, right? Because me and my friend Dave Olson and John Biederman were like, we were fucking high. We're like, that's fucking great. Like, because we got it. We're like, what babysitter would call? Hey, can you ask them? They don't have to come home. Just where's the fire extinguisher? Like, what fucking lunatic parents are going to stay at the comedy club? Oh, it's above the dresser. If you need anything else, call us back. Hey, I'll tell you, it's all right, you know? By the way, I have a new
Rod. Frozen banana?
I'll tell you, you know, I'm Rodney Dangerfield. Rodney Dangerfield if he was doing Mitch Hedberg jokes. Hey, the other day some guy asked me if I wanted a frozen banana. I said no, but I want a regular one later, so all right, you know? I'll tell you, you know, I'll tell you, rice, you know, rice. What can I say about rice? It's good if you're hungry and you want 2,000 or something. That's what we would do if we had a morning show somewhere, me and Jeff. What would you do? Where is that thing? Play number the morning show thing. Like, if we had a morning show, if we were... Like, what would you do if we had some... Like, we had to move to some city and we had a morning show. And you know which one it is?
It's morning show.
Number 5?
It's DJ morning show. Do you have to play it? I'll see if it's right. That's all right.
That's
the sitcom music.
I feel like
sitcom
you didn't give that a number.
I might not have. The French fries done? All right, so everything's good.
Are you? I would. Well, first of all, I tell
you have any other questions? Here's where we're going to go to you, Jeff. Give me a second here.
I'd probably start packing up my stuff. I'd fill out a change of address form. And then I would put all my stuff in my car and drive to whatever town we were moving to. You said, what would I do if we moved to another town and had a morning show? I would tell my friends and family that I was moving. I've been offered a very it's a real good opportunity. I would give away what I didn't need. I learned to ask.
When I first started the podcast, I would go, all right, but I didn't know what the fuck's he talking about. And it's funny, right? All right, so that's good. There we go. We're going in for the descent here.
Are we going to land this or crash this motherfucker?
You have one more question to ask me. Now, make it pick through all these. It doesn't have to be profound. It might just be the simplest question in the world.
All right.
Your last question to ask me.
Does my breath smell like tacos?
Do you put cat shit in your tacos?
I don't.
That's an old joke. Five people. I ain't doing a show for five people. Fuck that. That's bullshit. Anybody want to come up to the mic and do it?
Wait, he's
come on,
not...
have fun. It's a live show.
Yeah. Hold on.
So come on up here.
Red Fox isn't doing a show for five people? Red Fox has never worked for Tom Sobel?
That. Who's coming up over here?
There he is.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Red Fox, play the intro.
Well, no, he has to...
Okay.
Damn, people. I play a show for 10 people. Yeah. Woo! Fuck that, 10 people. 5 motherfucking people. You want to do it? I guess you got your own mic.
5 people? Just move in close. Listen, everybody. My name is Chet. It's really nice of you to be here.
I just
found out I'm single. It's very... I haven't been single in a real long time. I know there's not a lot of you. Is this wrong?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
All right.
Is that the cat?
All right. I know he did.
I have one more question for you.
Fade it out. All right, here we go. We are going in for the clothes.
Can I middle for you in Tampa? Is this the wrong time to ask this?
Let me just make sure I have everything right. I did the Josh Cox bit song. Oh, yeah, Jeff, you wrote some songs.
Didn't get an answer.
Now, did you? Yes.
Oh, thank you.
It's an honor to have you open up for me. For the people listening at home, I did a slow look to the right, to the left. To the
as if to say, what I just said was absolutely true.
Did you write this song?
It would be an honor to have a comedian of your transcendent...
Did you write this song? Seriously, I'm not even joking around. Did you write this?
What song?
Well, it's got two eyes of blue and girls of brown. She always makes me smile when
not that one. The other song.
Yeah. I wrote that one.
Did you write this song? Because if it did, I want you to listen to the song, and I think there was an original way he wrote it, but I think it got, the corporate America got a hold of it, and I think they really... Now let's listen to the way the corporate...
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream.
Stop.
What happened here?
I wrote that song, but the way I wrote that song was it was shit. I stepped in a big pile of shit.
That's funny.
And then something.
That's funny. Stepped in a big pile of shit.
Did
so
they
what
change
happened?
It?
I wish I would have heard the real version. So what happened? So tell us the story. You just said
I walked into the bathroom. Uh-huh. And I stepped in a big pile of shit, and I thought to myself. Well,
that's funny.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
Let's hear
Todd.
The song. Let's hold on. Because they said shaving cream. Let me hear.
No, I know. I don't.
What happened in the next verse? What did they
do? I think I'll break off with my girlfriend.
Is that true?
I was going through some shit.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay,
I was. It was.
Playing.
We had a thing.
We'll admit.
Okay, he'll admit it.
It wasn't all her fault.
Each time I say, darling, I love you.
Is that true?
Yep.
She tells me that I'm full of shaving cream.
Nope.
What's wrong?
No.
Pause it here. What did your girlfriend really say?
She would say I was full of shit, man.
I like that.
It's true.
So
I was going through some stuff.
Well, keep playing this song. I like
you don't understand, man. We've been together for 7 years.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm not being aggressive.
God, she was a real bitch. And then every time I would say I love you, she would tell me I was full of shit. And then, I wrote this song to try to make myself feel better.
Let me hear the song.
Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Well, clearly I don't shave every day. This song wasn't about shaving at all. It was about that fucking bitch. I met her when I was 19. Selfish fucking conniving, controlling.
Our baby fell out of the window.
Oh, that would be too serious to talk about.
I wrote this verse about Eric Clapton.
It's not totally funny because we know it's not.
Laser accuracy. Am I allowed to say it? Who was here 2 weeks ago? Can I have the rest of your PBR? It was.
Well, good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream.
There is no such thing as a barrel of shaving cream. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
All right, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna wrap it up in a second, but first we're gonna roll the screen down. I have to pee again. Is that serious? So we're gonna do one karaoke song. And the reason I want to do this is because I want to drop this into my regular show as everyone's singing it. So again, I apologize. We're going in for the clothes. I'm gonna pee. It's so sad.
What song do you want
to
do?
We'll do the karaoke song. Are you all right,
no,
Jared,
no,
back
have,
there?
Todd, we have three songs. Which one are we going to do?
Which one? Hey, wait, which one? Ladies and gentlemen.
Right, so we have Sweet Caroline.
One of the other ones.
I'll be right back.
I'm going to look at the DVD and let you know.
Okay, everybody.
Don't go at it. Just stay within the... Stay with what I want to do. We're going to do the karaoke.
Karaoke is Japanese for empty orchestra. It's a Japanese art form where the song, the music is played through the speakers, but the lyrics and the singing have been taken out. And you then, as the, you provide the words and the sing, you get to sing the song as if you were in the band. Like that, right? Todd singing the theme song to Tarzan. Karaoke style. It's karaoke. That's how you say it. It's not racist because that's how you say it. I said it correctly. You guys are saying it wrong. Maybe you're the ones.
Oops. So anyway, let me go in for the descent here. First of all, before we do these two things that we're going to pre-record, what's up, Jared? He doesn't work here. I told him, get a hair trim.
Exactly the way Jimmy Pardo would have said it.
Okay, welcome to my world. We'll do that one. So what we're going to do is we're going to edit these out of this show and then put them into my normal show. What?
I don't know. It's welcome karaoke. To my world.
We'll have the karaoke screen. You'll all know it. So, but after I do this, we're going to do this, and then we're going to come in, we're going to do a wrap-up, we're going to thank everybody for coming out, and we'll go in for the close, okay? So I'm just going to get, literally, we're going to get you singing this song. I hope it works out okay. Here we go. You ready? What is this? You Are My Sunshine?
No, Welcome to My World.
Welcome to My World. You think we should try that one? Which one do you want to do? You pick one. Welcome to My World? Okay, here we go.
You guys pick.
You pick.
This one?
Where are you going, Chris?
I don't know this one for real.
Put echo in my mic. Cat? If the cat comes to my
world. All right.
Miracles, I guess.
Miracles, I guess.
Oh, it's fucking great. I'm gonna. Bloomington Comedy Attic. Shelby Lopez, violin. Come on, people, don't be shy. Sing it. The other one on. Now, keep in mind, in the actual show, we'll edit this out, and I'm going to drop them into my normal show. So, I think that one's pretty good. Welcome to my world, everybody. Thank you. All right. Sit down, Jack.
All right.
Which one are we going to do now?
Sweet Caroline? Yeah, let's do a Sweet Caroline.
Should we do one more? Is that okay?
Yeah.
I do Sweet Caroline.
Don't stop Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline back there. And then we'll... Keep in mind, I know it's a little out of sync here, but when we do the actual show, we'll be able to place it in. And here we go. Ready? Sweet Caroline. Here we go. You all right over there, Trent?
Yeah.
That's right. The young people love me. Cat? Cat? Chris Hardwick, we'll take a call. Oh, Chris Hardwick is on the phone?
Oh,
we'll take him right after this. We'll get a call from him. Chris Hardwick is on the phone.
I can't begin to know it.
Come on, you gotta sing it, folks. Turn the cat's mic up.
Was in the spring. I just break it.
Everybody, come on. Put your hands
hands in the air, everybody.
Hey.
Touching hands.
The campers are here.
Reaching out.
Chris, come on back.
Touching
you.
Chris, come back up here. Jeff, come back up here.
They never
the violin.
Look at the night. And it don't seem so lonely.
Come on, violin.
We'll fill it up with only two. And when I heard hurt runs off my shoulder. How can I hurt when holding you?
Listen to the violin.
Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Here we go. All right, we are done.
Hey, folks, this was, you know, so much fun tonight. It really was. You guys were great. You couldn't have been any more. I say sometimes audiences are, you were just nurturing. Does that make sense? It means, like, hey, look, this was a first for us. We didn't know where to go. Go this way, go that way. I had to pee twice. That never happens. I can tell you, to George Carlin, I have never peed during a show in my entire history of my career. But tonight I had to. So I want to thank Jeff Tate for taking the drive up here.
Hey, can I say something? Can I say something before you wrap up?
No, our wrap up is you know, a 10-minute wrap up.
Okay, I want to say one thing. Did my mic shut off? What happened?
What happened? Sounds Chinese.
I just want to say,
what happened?
It's my absolute pleasure to be here. Todd Glass is one of my favorite people in the world. Just knowing he exists makes me smile.
There you go. Well, that's very sweet. So this has been a really fun week, and I don't want to miss anybody because there's, like, not only are there really cool comedians that that work here at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, and Jared, the owner of the club, but, like, even people that don't even do comedy that come here. And I'm being genuine. I have a theory that, like, not a theory, but, like, you spend a lot of time complaining, so when things are right, try to give that the same amount of validity. Like, who, and I feel embarrassed that I forget, who gave me the coffee? Who gave me the coffee this week? Jason, yeah, Jason comes by to watch shows. He's seen 1,000 shows here. And that's nice. I don't take that stuff for granted. And then this week I was on the show with Josh. And Josh, what is your last name?
Murphy.
Josh
Murphy.
Oh, you don't act like you're better than me.
I'm not better.
Josh Murphy has been on the show all week, and it's just fun. And then also hosting the show is Tom Brady, who was playing hello? Hello? And the cat. So, and wait, hold on. Oh, we are running so over. Chris Hardwick, and I would... Chris, all right, Chris Hardwick's on the line. Chris, go ahead. What do you want to say?
Chris? Todd, am I on the line?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, it's Chris Hardwick. My dad's a professional bowler. I just want to...
Now, hold on a second. Is this really Chris Hardwick?
No.
How would he know his dad was a bowler if he didn't know, if he wasn't Chris Hardwick?
That's true. That's a
good point.
So what did you want to say, Chris Hardwick?
I just want to thank you for having our flagship show on the Nerdist Network. You are obviously our most important show, and I really want to thank you. Other shows are shit compared to you. I mean,
Hold on. I appreciate the compliment, but you do have some great shows, like You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes. You got to admit
that's great, you know, and...
That's a flagship show.
It's a good show, you know. Jeff Tate was on it, and it was all right. But
Well, I got to tell you, Chris.
Hold on a second. It was all right. I can't thank you enough for saying that.
And so there we go. So thank you very much, Chris.
Yeah, no problem. I was on Singled Out also.
Well. Well, it must be you.
No, I was. I gotta be honest. I was starting to think that's not fucking Chris Hardwick. And then it is you. Why would he say that? Also, I was on Singled Out early in my career when I was 18. People don't realize how young Chris, I mean, young considerably, you know. People always go, how old's Chris Hardwick? I don't know, I think he's like in his 30s. They're like, no fucking way. Yeah, he was 17 when a lot of us remember him. So there you go. And Chris Burden, ladies and gentlemen, his dad's a pilot. Bag of weed, a bag of weed, everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only drug in the memory.
So I want to thank, before I do that, I want to thank Jeff Tate for being my guest here today.
My absolute pleasure.
And also want to thank Chris Burden for literally flying up here before he went back home to school from Atlanta. Susan on violin. Jonas on guitar. And Josh Cox, and also Josh Murphy, and also Tom Brady, and also Mike Cronin, who's played Chris Hardwick. Sure, we know what the fuck's going on. And thank you, Josh, for just basically loving comedy and making it a fun place for us to perform here this week.
Jared. That guy's name is Jared. Jared's the one that owns the club.
Oh, who did
everyone else's name is Josh.
Oh, did I? Jared.
It's Josh Brady.
My heart's in the right
Josh
place.
Cox and Josh Murphy.
You gotta.
I'm Josh. Josh
is gonna
go back to Atlanta.
Trent's here. That's all I give a shit about. The camping duo.
Josh and Josh.
All right. So
Josh Trenton is here. Josh Baldwin brought you coffee.
So here's my last bit. This is where we're going to wrap it up. We went a little bit over it, but it's alright. But I want to say one more thing. I'll probably edit this out of the podcast. No, I don't have to edit it out. Again, I've said this a million times over and over again, but this was our first podcast. You guys couldn't have been any nicer. And very you were what do you call it? Nurturing. You know, when you could tell when I was like, fuck, what are we going to do? You guys went with it. So this is something I wanted to do a long time ago. It's a bit from my act, but if I think that we can give the guy who puts pictures to stuff, this would be the hardest thing in the world for him to put pictures to.
December 20 through 22nd, I'll be performing here at the Comedy Attic. July 5 through 8, I'm at Go Bananas Cincinnati. If you live there.
No, Chris, you don't have to do it. Okay, what else do we got here? Oh, yeah.
Those are the next two dates I have. I have two more dates the rest of the year. Please come to the shows.
This is from me and Jeff's new sitcom. Watch. All right, enough of that. Now sit down. We're going to do the closing bit. This is
I
it.
Already froze, Kyle. You can't stop the
hold on. Oh, my God. Daniel Kino is on the phone. Hold on right over here. Daniel Kino. Hold on. Daniel, go ahead.
Every day. Also, did you know that B. Arthur was named after an actual bee? The bee is a real thing in pregnancy?
You know what?
Did you know that Betty White was the last addition to the cast? Did you know?
You know what? We're going to end the show right there. End it on, I'll do the other bit another time. You guys were awesome, and we got a band that's going to start. End on now. I had a dream when I was younger, and guys, it was so much fun. I truly love doing this show. It's a lot of fun, and I appreciate it. Have a good night.
all I ever wanted, yeah. I wanted a podcast. Now I've got my own show.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.